Thank you, Chair. We're pleased to see many of the commitments in this section strengthened, and the role of international organizations and civil society in the work that will follow the adoption of the political declaration clearly mentioned. To further strengthen the text, we have submitted language proposals on paragraphs 4.1 and 4.4. On paragraph 4.1, given the importance and prevalence of partnered military operations and of support relationships between third states and state or non-state parties to armed conflicts, we would like to reiterate our view that cooperation and assistance regarding the implementation of the policies and practices put in place pursuant to the political declaration should also take place in the context of partnered operations, as well as where a state provides support to a party to armed conflict. We strongly recommend the inclusion of such a commitment in the political declaration. To this end, we propose adding, after relevant stakeholders, the phrase, including in the context of partnered military operations or where support is provided to a party to an armed conflict. On paragraph 4.4, we welcome this paragraph, which we see as significantly improved compared to the previous draft. While the term holistic attempts to capture the different types of assistance victims need, we reiterate our recommendation to add brief language specifying what victim assistance would consist in. For this purpose, we recommend adding at the end of the paragraph a new sentence that would read as follows. Victim assistance includes physical rehabilitation, psychosocial support, and socioeconomic reintegration. We are, of course, open to alternative formulations to the same effect. Lastly, allow me to react to some of the suggestions made so far on paragraphs 4.6 and 4.7. On paragraph 4.6, and in general, we strongly support the retention of a clear, unhindered role for international organizations and civil society in the follow-up to the political declaration. And we would caution against amendments that would water down or limit the scope of their involvement and participation. Military-to-military dialogue, including the exchange of good practices, is undoubtedly an important tool in advancing compliance with international humanitarian law and in operationalizing the commitments undertaken by means of this declaration. But the task of promoting full implementation of legal obligations and political commitments and of identifying further measures needed to strengthen IHL compliance and the protection of civilians cannot and should not, in our view, be left to militaries alone. The effective implementation of the declaration will largely benefit from the involvement of a variety of stakeholders beyond armed forces, notably civilian policymakers, humanitarian organizations, the wider civil society, and other subject matter experts. They can complement the military perspective by bringing to these discussions, notably the perspective of the civilians impacted by the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, and how best their protection can be strengthened, which is at the core of this declaration. So paragraph 4.6, in our view, should make clear that work on the implementation of the declaration should take place in an open, inclusive, and transparent manner, the very elements that have marked this diplomatic process so far, and should be accessible to all states, both their military and civilian policymakers, and relevant stakeholders with an interest and expertise in furthering the goal of better protecting civilians against the effects of explosive weapons in populated areas. Finally, on paragraph 4.7, we welcome and support, on the same paragraph, 4.6, we welcome and support the proposal by Germany for discussions on the indirect effects of explosive weapons in populated areas, their scope, understanding, and measures to better integrate them in the planning and conduct of military operations in the context of the follow-up mechanism. We also support Germany's proposal to include language encouraging non-state armed groups to adhere to this declaration and to effectively implement the commitments it expresses, either in paragraph 4.7 or in paragraph 3.6, on which we have submitted a similar proposal that we will come back to when we discuss section 3. Thank you.